FM, W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM, W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A country music star is gone.
I ain't as good as I once was.
His family says Toby Keith has died 2 years after he was diagnosed with stomach cancer. Keith spoke to our CBS affiliate KOTV recently.
This ailment is devastating. You just you take it a day at a time. It's a roller coaster.
He underwent chemo, radiation, and surgery. Keith had 20 number one Billboard hits. Toby Keith was 62 years old. The head of Britain's royal family is taking some time off.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. King Charles spent the night in his London home after beginning cancer treatment yesterday. The palace has not revealed what kind of cancer the British monarch has, except to say it is not prostate cancer. He's being treated as an outpatient. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said a little while ago that the cancer was caught early.
Californians are still swamped. Rushing floodwaters have swept homes off their foundations. At least three deaths now blamed on trees uprooted by rain, wind, and mudslides. This man lives in Sherman Oaks.
I mean, it's been crazy, especially maybe the last 12 hours or so. Got up this morning, my girlfriend was going to work, and she was blocked off. She couldn't go to work.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We are at the point where the ground just cannot take any more water. We have had over a foot of rain recorded in some spots. In L.A., it's been more than 60 years since we've gotten this much rain in this short a period of time.
Voters go to the polls in Nevada's presidential primary today. President Biden is on the ballot. So is Nikki Haley. Political analyst Amy Dacey.
She put her name on the primary ballot there because there's less organization, you know, that you need than a caucus, and because she's doubling down and focusing her efforts in South Carolina.
Former President Trump will participate in that separate caucus Thursday. He's expected to win all of the state's GOP delegates. Secretary of State Blinken continues his trip through the Mideast in hopes of securing a pause in the Gaza war. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Blinken has had stops in Saudi Arabia and Egypt. He will now meet with Qatari officials in Doha to try to advance talks on a ceasefire and the release of hostages Hamas holds. Hamas hasn't weighed in on the latest proposal. Blinken will later travel to Israel.
The Grateful Dead has set a new record. Groups pulled out in front of Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra for the most top 40 albums to chart on the Billboard 200. The Dead now have a total of 59, thanks to hit archival releases. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man convicted of pepper spraying police officers during the January 6th attack of the U.S. Capitol argues he should get a shorter sentence. Federal prosecutors say 41 months in prison is appropriate, but lawyers for Riley Casper of Pulaski says he's matured over these last 3 years. Casper is set to be sentenced on Tuesday. Democratic presidential primary voters in Wisconsin will have a choice after the state Supreme Court Friday ordered Dean Phillips's name to appear on the April ballot. Phillips says the justices made the right call for democracy.
It's so much less about my campaign and just so much more about how we Americans practice democracy and whether we should allow our two big parties to suppress it.
Phillips on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers making defensive changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers revamping their defensive coaching staff under new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who has hired Vince Ogabasi as the new defensive line coach, replacing Jerry Montgomery. Ogabasi worked for Hafley at Boston College. Last night at the Super Bowl, players and coaches asked a lot of out-of-the-box questions at opening night. Of course, Travis Kelce asked about girlfriend Taylor Swift.
She seems to be enjoying the games. She's a part of Chiefs Kingdom right now. It's fun seeing her enjoy the game of football, knowing that it's kind of new to her life.
The Chiefs' Andy Reid, asked by comedian Carrot Top about his secrets for his body shape and energy.
Yeah, lots of cheeseburgers.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues tonight in Phoenix against the Suns. College basketball, the Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation. They're on the road tomorrow afternoon in Ann Arbor against the Michigan Wolverines. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some patchy fog out there again this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy here throughout the day today. Our high, 42 this afternoon, with wind out of the south at around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 47. On Thursday, a little light rain with a high near 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Every mother talks the same. You ever notice they have these little momisms? They just pass them down through generations. You've heard them all. We've all heard the same stuff growing up. Stuff like, if I had to come up there. You all heard that. Unless you lived in a mobile home, you heard that one. Then I get those punishment momisms. You all had those, right? How would you like a beating? Oh, gee, I'd love a beating right now, man. That or the ball game, I can't decide. Then she get lazy. Go get me something to beat you with. Like, I'm gonna come back with a 2x4 with nails in it. I brought her a sponge. Here you go, my whale away. Ouch, you're hurting me. I'm gonna knock you into the middle of next week. Make it Thursday, I got a test on Wednesday.
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here on a, I always get confused, Tuesday morning. You know, it's written on the screen Tuesday, and I sit here every morning. Tell me what day it is, because you work in advance so much in this business, and you keep forgetting, you know, what day it is. Well, it's Tuesday. I think advanced age is also responsible for that a little bit. But it's Tuesday, February 6th. Thanks for joining us here. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Temperature is going to be in the 50s on Thursday and Friday, and that's why we're talking about ice today, because it's going to be in the 50s. Normally, what, remember that big Groundhog Day snowstorm we had back 13 years ago? 24 inches of snow. Now, you're going to have to bring that microphone within a quarter mile there of your face. There you go. And you two, you're good. You're both good now. Okay. Mark Hertzberg is here. Thank you very much, Mark. Mark is the secretary, and it's the Racine County Ice Center. Got that right. You're the secretary, but we got the chairman. The campaign chairman is here, too. Lee Wishaw is here. And thank you guys for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
And Mark is so authentic. He's actually wearing a New York Rangers hockey jersey, which is really good. You know, the Admirals are still here in town, right? They still in Milwaukee?
They are. Okay. Yes. They're a farm team, I think, for the Nashville Predators.
Oh, are they now? Okay. Yeah, because they were, what was the name of the league they were in at one time? It's
the American International Hockey. Oh, International.
The International Hockey League.
Yeah, they were in USHL years ago, and then the International League, and then now the AHL.
Turn that thing toward you a little bit there.
And Racine's Craig Leopold was the first owner of the Nashville Predators.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love hockey. Hockey's a fast-moving sport. I love to watch it. When I lived on Long Island, we used to go to the Islanders games all the time. Or occasionally went into the garden to go watch the Rangers in the city, which was always fun. Okay, so we're talking ice rink here. Now, people say, gee, don't we have an ice rink in town? Well, if you think we have an ice rink or an ice skating center in town, you haven't looked lately. We used to have one at Festival Hall.
We did. It was a small Dakota to studio sheet of ice.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was seasonal. The refrigeration system eventually failed. But we are an island in southeastern Wisconsin. There are two ice skating facilities in Kenosha County. When our boys and I played hockey, we had to go to Kenosha. When I coached one of our sons, 5 o'clock Sunday morning, we had to go. Milwaukee has several facilities.
Well, the one at the State Fair Park is huge.
Right. You know, there's Wilson Park, and Waukesha County has got several facilities. There's nothing in Racine County. And what we want to do is to have a year-round ice skating facility. It's going to be public skating, general skating, learn to skate, public skating, figure skating, of course, hockey, short track speed skating, and even broom ball. And we're working with Racine County. We've been working with the county for more than 4 years on this. And we hope to have this open in a couple years, probably in Franksville. And this is something for year-round recreation. It's a recreation opportunity that's not available in our community now. People have to go out of town. They have to spend their money out of town, take advantage of this. This is something that's going to bring dollars into Racine County as we host tournaments and competitions. And it's also going to be an important recruiting tool for companies. As they look at people who are considering jobs here, some of the people are going to say, well, can I take advantage of ice sports in Racine County? Do I want to relocate to Racine County rather than, let's say, Kenosha County or Milwaukee County?
Now, well, let me ask you, you talk about Franksville. Is that that big sports complex they have out there in Franksville? Is that where you talk? I'm thinking of Franklin. I'm sorry. I got confused. Franklin's got the big sports complex. You're talking about Franksville. Is it where the park is? Is that what you're talking
about? That is a likely location, if not possibly Haben Park, which is also out in the Franksville area. But, you know, one of the county considerations is as to why Racine County should be the magnet for ice sports for our residents. There's somebody that our kids grew up with. I played hockey with them, and their sons now play hockey. They live in Mount Pleasant. Their parents pulled them out of Racine Unified, and the kids now go to school at Kenosha Unified because Kenosha's got a varsity hockey team. And that's the kind of talent loss, economic loss, that we want to stop and we want to keep in our county.
Now, if you build one out in Franksville, you got to start from scratch. There's no building out there for this, right?
Correct.
So you got it's. What kind of money are you looking at to build one of these things?
Well, we is RCIC. We're a 501c3, Racine County Ice Center, and we self-funded, there's no county money in this part of it, a feasibility study. We sent out proposals to 3 nationally recognized feasibility study companies. And we spent $70,000 of our money. And the feasibility study says that this is doable and it will be successful. It would be successful. If the feasibility study had not been favorable, we would have folded our tent and gone home.
So it is feasible.
It is feasible.
Now, is there a lot of interest from the
public?
There
is. That's part of the feasibility study. And you asked about where we are. We had an estimate of $13 million for a single sheet ice facility. And ideally, we would like 2 sheets of ice, but we would build it.
Now, what does that mean, 2 sheets of ice? What does that
2 rinks.
Okay.
2 skating surfaces. We would probably start with 1 sheet for now, build it with a footprint for 2, the mechanicals for 2, and we had an estimate of $13 million. So we committed to raise $8 million, and we have a memorandum of understanding with the county that we hope the county board supervisors will approve, where the county would bond $5 million. We have upped our ante to $10 million. We've pledged to raise $10 million. And so even though the county would be responsible for hiring the designers, the architects, the builders, and then the county will hire a third party to manage the rink, we are going to raise 2/3 of the money for this county facility.
Have you begun yet?
We have, and Lee can speak as to where we are, but that's unheard of, I think, for a county facility to have two-thirds private funding.
Now, where will this? Now, I know the one at State Fair Park is an Olympic training facility. I mean, that's a big one. I guess they got the Olympic rings out there and everything on that. I don't know how big that is. I've never been inside. Is that the size, though, you're looking at, or smaller than that?
That is a two-sheet facility, two ice sheet facilities, plus there's a speed skating oval that circles that facility, and it is a massive building. We're not looking at a building quite that size. We will not be putting in a speed skating oval. We will probably start out with one sheet of ice, and if we do that, we will size the equipment appropriately so that long-term, if we need another sheet of ice, we can add it, and the equipment, the refrigeration equipment especially, will be there. Ideally, we'd like to start with two sheets, but if we can't, we will start with one and size the equipment so that long-term we're ready to go if the demand is such that it requires another sheet of ice.
Now, what happened to the one at Festival Park? Let's talk about that, because when I first came here, you said that's small. That was a small rink. It looked big to I. You talked to a guy who never had a pair of ice skates on in his life. Because I don't want to break my legs. I don't want to fall down and crack my knees. So I didn't do it. My daughter, on the other hand, could skate backwards. She can forward, backwards. She could do everything. She could talk to people while skating backwards, which I think is amazing on an oval. It never rubbed off on me. I just never could do it. I was always afraid to get on skates. So probably I will be there watching other people. Or if I have to slide like a penguin on my belly, that's about the best I could do.
Your daughter will wave to you. She skates past you.
But she skates backwards. You ever see those people who can do that? You can skate backwards.
You have to do that to play hockey.
Yeah, she skates back, and she goes around the oval backwards, and she's talking to people while she's skating. I said, how do you do that? She goes, it's like riding a bike. You don't think about it. You just do it.
That's very true.
Yeah, you get on the ice. She does it with roller skates as well. Okay, so what happened to the one at Festival Park? Because when I first moved here in 1980, that was an active ice skating rink. People skated there. Now it's just an empty place they could put, vendors and stuff for different events coming to town.
It was very, very successful. It was packed. I don't know if there was a problem with the design, but, the refrigeration system failed. And the predecessor to RCIC was close to having a rink in Pritchard Park about 25 years ago. And there was an estimate of $300,000 to fix the refrigeration system. And then Mayor Jim Smith said, I'd rather put that money into the year-round facility in Pritchard Park. And our facility was approved by the county board. The bonds were going to be sold on a Monday. Friday before then-Governor Scott McCallum ended shared revenue, and the county executive took the bond sale off the table. So the facility didn't happen in Pritchard Park, and the city didn't fix the one in Festival Park.
Is it fixable now, or is it so far gone you couldn't do anything?
It's been so long, nobody's talked about it, but you would rather put the money into a year-round facility that can accommodate sports.
Yeah, that was only for the winter use.
Right.
Festival Park.
And you couldn't play hockey. There wasn't much that you could do on there other than skate. I mean, skating was important, and it introduced a lot of people to skating.
Now, that looked big to me. It's just maybe because I'm not used to seeing big rinks, but that looked big to me.
It was tiny.
It was tiny, but we had a tinier one. Actually, we're going to talk about this in just a moment. Monument Square, they tried to put an ice rink. And I saw it when I drove by. We'll talk about that in a minute. Mark Hertzberg is here, and Lee Wishaw is here. And we're talking about the Racine Ice Center project they're working on. More coming up in just a moment here. WRJN Radio. Stay right where you are. Civic Media Station, Hometown Radio Refreshed. It's 7:19.
You're listening. listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Mark Hertzberg is here. Lee Wishaw is here. We're talking about the Ice Center. We're seeing Ice Center. We talk about this song, Big Yellow Taxi. It got its start. Jody Mitchell went to Hawaii, and she woke up in the morning expecting to see the beauty of Hawaii, and all she saw was a paved parking lot outside her hotel. She couldn't even see the trees, the ocean. There were buildings in a parking lot, and that's why she wrote that song, The Big Yellow Taxi. It's depressing when you go to Hawaii, and then you look out and say, gee whiz, just a parking lot here. But that's how it happened. We're talking about ice rinks and ice skating centers, but a lot of people remember, and I just found this out a few weeks ago. I saw a photograph of 16th and Lathrop Avenue, which is now, there's a baseball diamond out there, but it was an ice skating rink at one time. A lot of people, I don't know how old the picture was, but somebody on one of the retro Racine sites put it up.
The fire department used to flood some of the parks in town, but those are seasonal, and we have not had skating conducive winters the last few years, and I don't think that we will in the future. So what we're proposing is an indoor year-round facility that can accommodate multiple different ice sports, and we want to introduce people to ice sports.
Now, the ice centers you're talking about, year-round, summer you can go ice skating and everything. It doesn't matter what the season is. Those are obviously dependent upon the weather, where you can freeze it. Now, right. Now, the zoo pond, which is, you see it right there when you drive by the zoo, that was an ice skating center. You can ice skate on there.
Huh? There's a fountain there now or something like that. The water, I don't know if it's too turbulent or whatever, but it cannot sustain safe ice in the winter. Our kids skated on there. I skated on there with them. I remember going around the zoo pond with little Aaron on my shoulders. Things like that. But
no, you're a pro. You carry people while you're skating. Yeah, see, I never saw that since I've... And I only live a few blocks from there. I never noticed it as an ice skating thing. But you're right. Maybe the fountain makes the water too turbulent for it to freeze. And I don't know the year of this one. I could look it up. You know what it is? I have a postcard of it. That's where. My wife has these old Racine postcards. And I think that's where I saw it when it was frozen over. But they tried it in downtown Racine a couple of years ago. They said, we're going to put an ice skating thing in the middle of Monument Square. It was one of those winters, too, where it just wasn't cold.
Yeah.
But they got a few days where it was cold and it froze. But there were so many people there, you couldn't really do anything because it was very tiny. And if one person wanted to be on there, maybe they can go around in circles, but that was it.
Yeah.
It was a one-shot deal. They tried it. It didn't really work out well, but, you know, A for trying. I'm not going to tell you.
It's something that crosses generations. The president of our group, Mike Frontier, used to build rinks in his grandchildren's backyard in Cedarburg. It's passed on. His grandson, Sam, started on the rink that Mike built for him in the backyard. He's got three games to go, and he's the all-time leading scorer on the UW lacrosse hockey team.
I was going to say Cedarburg because we went up there one winter, and we took my daughter, and that's where I first saw her skating. And she went on the lake there, whatever, the pond they have up in Cedarburg, and it was packed with people. It looked like a postcard from... who's that painter, the guy who painted the Americana? I can't think of his name. But it looked like one of those picture postcards, those paintings that he painted. It's also, we went to the Woolen Mill up there where the White Sox had their socks made. Chicago White Sox.
I'm glad you mentioned Cedarburg because part of our due diligence, we have visited at least five facilities in Illinois and Wisconsin in the process of determining whether this is something that can be successful in Racine County. And Cedarburg Ice Arena, Ice Center is one of the ones.
Do they have an ice center?
They do. And they started with one sheet of ice and it was so popular. They've got two sheets now. They've got tournaments. And I think they're open from, 5 or 6 in the morning to 11 at night.
So, yeah, I was talking about the outdoor one, the pond up in Cedarburg is what I saw. I can't think of that artist now. Paints all those. Norman Rockwell. Looked like a Norman Rockwell painting up there when I was there. And I felt bad because everybody was skating and I'm sitting there along the sidelines saying, that's very nice. And my daughter said, come on, get a pair of skates. Are you kidding? You want me to drive the car home with two broken feet? What do you expect this to work?
Know, when I was a kid, you know, talking about outdoor ice rinks, we used to skate on different ponds. And you know where Wind Meadows is in Wind Point? We used to skate on that pond. My family actually was part of the group that dug that pond. Right in Wishaw back years ago, but we also had an empty lot on Lighthouse Drive, and my dad said, "Well, we'll dish that out. We can lay plastic in there and flood it, and you guys can have an ice rink in the winter." So from I would say the late '60s through about '75, we had an outdoor ice rink there, where it was our own private facility. It wasn't a full size hockey rink, but it was close, and all my cousins and friends skated there for, I don't know, 5 or 6 straight years, right on Lighthouse Drive in an empty lot, and it was a great experience. I remember skating out there 25 below zero. But then the next week would be 45 degrees. We've always had these iffy winters, unfortunately, that you just couldn't depend on the ice. We were always struggling trying to maintain good outdoor ice, and it hasn't improved over the years, unfortunately.
We just have a few seconds before the break here. Favorite hockey movie? Slapshot, Paul Newman.
Yeah, good memory.
I felt insulted by that movie when it came out. Now I think it's hilarious.
What was the name of the brothers in that film? They had three brothers who were skaters, and they were just—they were like the goon squad on the ice. But Paul Newman played the coach of this minor hockey league team that was going to be sold, and it was just a terrible hockey team. But I remember Strother Martin played the owner of the team. It was a very good movie, Slapshot, if you get a chance to see it. Very funny. An odd role for Paul Newman to play in that film.
Sure was.
Hockey big in Minnesota. Hockey's huge up in northern Wisconsin. Hockey's big in the Dakotas, too, because I work for a company out in South Dakota. And everything is hockey out there. But it's cold, really cold all winter, so they can do that.
If you go through the northern half of Minnesota, every little town has an ice rink or a hockey rink or an indoor ice facility, and it is a gathering point for families every weekend. That's where everybody goes. It's like that all over a small town USA in the northern hemisphere or in the northern half of the country.
They do have hockey teams in the south that play inside.
The NHL has been very successful. There's some teams that move from Canada to the south. But with the weather variables, Minneapolis every year has got a big pond hockey tournament. It's a massive tournament. They couldn't hold it this year because of the weather.
Yeah. Mark Hertzberg is here, and so is Lee Wishaw. We're talking about the Racine Ice Rink. We're going to talk about the Ice Center. We're going to talk about their website, how you can make some donations, get this thing going. That'll be coming up right after the farm news here in just a moment at WRJN Radio, 1400 AM. Also, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. It's a civic media station. Hometown Radio Refreshed, where today it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 40. Thursday and Friday in the 50s. Not conducive to ice skating, but if you're indoors, it's very conducive. Oh, remind me to tell you about a building called Rollin' Ice. I got to tell you about Rollin' Ice. Remind me, because I'm going to forget. Age just set into me, so I forget everything. 729 at WRJN Radio. Here we are.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy. People are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
Calvin's
know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
How about this? Wisconsin's getting ready to play host to the Midwest Dairy Challenge. And although the name may imply it's a bunch of farm kids, that's not necessarily the case. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Ted Halbach is a dairy instructor on the UW-Madison campus. He's also one of the organizers for the Midwest Dairy Challenge that will bring in over 120 students from both colleges as well as technical colleges to the Green Bay area, evaluating dairies and bringing their suggestions back to a panel. Halbach says that although many of these students didn't come from a dairy background, don't second guess their abilities.
Actually, some of the most outstanding students that I've had a chance to work with in Dairy Challenge did not grow up on farms and did not have that dairy experience. They used their educations to learn about this industry. They sought out applied opportunities through internships and things of that sort. And at the end of the day, you know, they're some of the most talented, capable people working in our industry today.
Ted Halbach, he's a dairy instructor on the UW-Madison campus, also one of the organizers for the Midwest Dairy Challenge. It's a regional contest that's running in the Green Bay area February 7th through the 9th. He said one of the new opportunities they're providing this year, dairy farms are allowed to sponsor some of the competitors and in exchange get an opportunity to take a look at their resumes as potential future employees. Find out more at dairychallenge.org.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
At Compere Financial, we're defined by you, your hopes for the future, as well as what you need today. As a local member-owned cooperative, you shape how we serve agriculture and rural communities. As a partner and part of your community, we're here for you with personalized service and expertise you can rely on. Contact your local Compere Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compere.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
And while this mild weather may make it easier to get around for you and I, for a lot of our Wisconsin farmers, it's challenging. This is baby time. A lot of babies being born on the farm. Share your picture with us. Share them, Fabulous Farm Babe, on Facebook, and tell your story about how you're taking care of the babies in the mud. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
We have some patchy fog out there again this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy here throughout the day. Today, our high 42 this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 47. On Thursday, a little light rain with a high near 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
So you're scared to show your feelings. Maybe I do understand. I don't make a promise I can't keep. I'm about to be a real good friend. In those big green eyes I see a glow of love. I just hope that I'm the one you're dreaming of. So let me be the one to love you. Oh, let me be the one to care. Let me be the one to light your flame. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Let me be the one.
It's 7:35 at WRJ, and thanks for joining us here on a Tuesday morning. We are talking ice skating with Mark Hertzberg and Lee Wishaw from the Racine Ice Center, Racine County Ice Center. They want to put together a building, an ice center, year-round for ice skating, but not a little one. They want to put together a big one. Let's talk about the website so people can actually follow us this morning on this website. And it is what?
RacineIceCenter.com.
Okay, the county is not on the
correct.
Okay, so it's just RacineIceCenter.com. It's a beautiful website.
It's powered by Image Management, homegrown downtown Racine company. And you can learn all about the facility and the pitch. We need to complete our fundraising goal. We're 82% of the way there. We've raised $8 million of the $10 million we've pledged to raise. And unashamedly, we're asking you to go to the website and click on the donate link and help us realize the goal.
Now, this is somebody else's ice rink on the picture, but you want it to be similar to that.
That's right. That's in Mount Prospect, Illinois.
Okay.
And they started actually with 2 sheets of ice, and they've got 3 now. And that's Mount Prospect Ice Arena, run by the Papanicolaou family. We've talked to them. They've looked over our proposals here. And looking at their success is part of why we're confident this will be a success in Racine County. It's something we want to bring to the community, help the community grow.
Okay, now I see on the thing you talk about short track speed racing and all. Is that going to be at the facility in your image or in your mind?
Yes. Okay. This is a facility. We're calling it an ice arena because to many people the word rink connotes hockey only.
Really?
And so, well, this is something that we have found out talking to people and during the feasibility study. And so this is learn to skate. We want to introduce people to ice sports, public skating. Go with your family, Saturday, Sunday afternoon, in the evening, whatever. Figure skating. There's a lot of interest in figure skating. Steve Anderson, our board vice president, has been involved in the past with the Olympic training program for the U.S. Went to the Lillehammer Games with the figure skating team, not as a skater, but as a consultant. So figure skating, public skating, hockey, of course, short track speed skating. broom bowl. Lots of things we can do
now,
here.
Now, curling is not part of this, right? We had a comedian the other day on the air talking about curling, and he said, I must have missed something because I didn't understand the instructions. I didn't get the instructions. All I saw was this woman out there screaming to the top of her lungs. She had a little ball with a stick on it or a handle and threw it, and she's got a broom in front of it. People are screaming to the top of their lungs. Birds falling out of trees. They can't stand the screaming anymore. And he says, I have no idea what curling is. But broom ball is different than curling.
Right, very different. Okay. There is a curling facility in Racine.
There is
a curling club,
Where is that?
I think it's on Laird or Melvin, west of the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's near the Racine Unified School District.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and there'll be obviously a rental facility for people who don't own their own
of
skates.
Of course. Yeah. And one of the points we should have made earlier is that part of our programming is that we're going to look for funding so that people who are economically disadvantaged and physically disadvantaged can take advantage of the facility. There doesn't have to be an economic threshold for you to cross to take advantage of the facility.
I see Dave Blank is also
working with the program.
Yeah, I know Dave. Dave Blank, assistant campaign chairman.
Dave Easley, who's a Racine businessman, is our treasurer.
And I hate to ask you this question because when I used to go out to the Crazy Horse Monument in South Dakota, you know what that is, right? They're building a mountain. Yeah, they're building a mountain. My father was a big contributor to that. And we went out to lunch with the guy who started Goetz and Borglum. We went out with his... No, it wasn't him. It was... I forget the guy's name now. Julkowski started that thing. And she said the number one question everybody asks, when is it going to be completed? And she says it could be 100 years, it could be 200 years. We're carving a mountain here. So it's tough. I'm sure people ask you, so when do you think it'll be open? And you don't have an answer for them. You can't have an answer.
We have projected answer.
Okay.
Hopefully late 2025.
Really?
If not, by spring or so of 2026. That's the timeline. We've been meeting with county leadership, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave and his team, almost monthly for several years. And we're hoping for a good vote from the county board for the bonding, $5 million in bonding. But again, we're raising two-thirds of it cost ourselves.
So, now, you mentioned Franksville, the facility at Franksville Park. Do you have that signed, sealed, and delivered you can use it, or is it just still a thought you can use it?
Well, that's what the county is looking at. Okay. One of the things we've heard over the years, why can't the old Kmart be an ice rink, blah, you know, and so on. But if you go into a facility like that, you have land acquisition costs.
Yeah.
There are property taxes to pay, plus renovating an existing facility. Going into a park like Franksville Park or Haben Park, there's no land acquisition cost because the county owns it already, and this will be a county-run facility. There'll be no property taxes to pay. And so that's a big part of the economic feasibility of the facility. If we had to buy land, the business plan would be drastically different and less favorable.
So you said 2025, maybe. That's not that far away.
Late 2025, early 2026, that's what we're hoping.
That's 2 years away. So how much do you have raised so far, percentage-wise?
Well, we've raised approximately 82% of our goal.
Really?
Yes. There's some incredibly generous people in town here that have stepped up big time to support this facility.
Do you have any, big, massive million-dollar donors?
We have an anonymous donor that has donated a considerable amount.
Wow, very good.
Yes.
Very good. But it's the little donors.
That's what we need to close.
They always say these politicians, they get their money. They don't get it from the big people. They get it from all the little people. They have $20, $10. That's where. And you could do that on the website, huh? I'm looking at the website here. So
RacineIceCenter.com. It's a bit of a tongue twister when you type it in, all the vowels. But you type it slowly, RacineIceCenter.com.
Get it in there.
I have no shame.
And you know what?
Neither do I, Don. We're going to ask you for a donation when we leave here today.
I'll give you a donation. You know, when people come in here raising money, I always give them something when they come in. I'll give you guys something. As soon as you leave here, I will donate to you.
Thank you.
Even though I will never ice skate on it.
Join the Learn to Skate program. You won't break your ankle.
How do you know that? Do I have a guarantee?
You've got a guarantee.
You know,
Lee will sign a surety bond.
I've got to tell you, when I separated my shoulder 15 years ago, I went to a physical therapist to get my shoulder worked on, and she found out I did it playing hockey. And she said, you know, skating, whether it's hockey or figure skating, whatever it is the very one of the very best things I recommend for people that are aging, because it's incredibly effective to maintain your balance, and skating is a great way to do that, and it's great exercise for your legs. So,
well, you know, I panicked the other day. I was sitting on the couch in an odd position, and I didn't realize I must have been sitting there a while. My foot fell asleep. Not my foot, my whole leg fell asleep. And I stood up, and I fell down and collapsed because I had no use of my leg, and it frightened me. Is that what it's like to lose? And, you know, just a few seconds later, I shook it off, and I was able to get up. But that was scary to stand up and just collapse.
Yeah,
because I had no feeling in my foot. It fell asleep because I was had it tucked underneath me while I was watching TV.
It won't happen at the ice center. I also want...
In writing,
acknowledge, we're talking about donors, and we're really pleased. We got a $10,000 donation in January from the Kiwanis Club of West Racine. And it's a very generous donation. I want to acknowledge.
I am going to have someone in a few weeks from now from the Kiwanis Club in here. And he's the new, I think he's going to be the new president. I don't want to say that because I'm not quite 100% sure, but he goes to my church. And he was talking to me the other day. And I always thought the name Kiwanis was interesting. In the movie Lilies of the Field, they're trying to raise money for this church out in Arizona. Or I think in the movie it's in New Mexico. And they're trying to raise money for it. And she's writing to all these philanthropic foundations, the Elks. She's writing to the Order of Moose. She's writing to all these. And she says, she's from Germany, she says, what animal is a Kiwanis? And she's right. They're all named after animals except the Kiwanis. She goes, what's a Kiwanis? So let me just recap here. This is the Racine County Ice Center. If you go to the website, it's racineicecenter.com, where you can donate and find out all about it. I was looking at something on here a second ago. Oh, my thing went away. All right, so the things you want to have there, you want to have hockey for youth hockey, I would imagine.
An adult hockey,
yep. Yeah. But youth hockey. I know you have some pictures on here. My old general manager at a station I used to work at played hockey for the University of North Dakota. And he's from... Oh, look at you. You got your hockey mask on.
I wore this for decades.
Oh, look at that.
High school and college.
It's Jason.
Yeah.
I got to take a picture of you with that hockey mask on. Anyway, so he played hockey for the University of North Dakota. He never got out of his system. And he still, to this day, I imagine he still plays. But he did when we were at the radio station. He used to go onto a rink and still play hockey. But he played for the University of North Dakota for years.
I was a terrible goalie, but I played for decades, and I didn't get my first win until I was 50.
Wow.
But I played for a long time.
But you're a healthy... You bike ride all over town. I see you on your bike with your flashing lights and your stuff. So you do that kind of stuff. I occasionally take a walk on the lakefront. I used to do it every day with my dog. But he passed away, and I just... There was no need for me to go out there. So the other day I said, when it was getting nice, I said, you know, I'm going to get up now. I'm going to take a walk by the lakefront. And I thought about it till the thought went away and I sat down. But when the weather turns nice, I am going to start walking again because, you know, I have a bicycle. It's my wife's bicycle, but I don't think it could support me. It's not meant for me. It looks like a cheap bicycle.
Get a new bike and you'll like it. A lot of people like e-bikes. Go to Trek Racine. They'll fit you properly to a bike.
What's an e-bike?
Electric assist.
Really?
And a lot of people who are intimidated by cycling, and it's important to get fitted properly to the bike. And the electric assist has helped a lot of people get into it, particularly since the pandemic.
Well, the problem with my wife's bicycle when I ride it, my feet are too big. My legs are too big for it because she's a smaller person.
Yeah.
And my legs are hitting the steering, or the hitting the steering, hitting the handlebars, they're hitting that. They're banging all over the place. And I tried it once. And I
Trecrocine will fit you properly.
Wow. All right. Look at you trying to get me in healthy shape. That's not bad. We're going to come back. We're going to give a complete review of what we're talking about here. The Racine Eye Center, in case you're just joining us, it's a project that a group of concerned citizens are working on. They want to get this ice center up and rolling. It'll have a multi-use for ice skating, for figure skating, for speed skating, for hockey, both adult and youth hockey. And they want to get it done by maybe late 2025, early 2026. Keep it right here, 748 WRJN Radio. Partly sunny today with a high near 40 degrees. Cloudy tonight, lows around 34. Cloudy with a high near 45 degrees tomorrow. Temperatures in the 50s on Thursday and Friday. And coming up right after we get them on the break here, I want to talk about our Valentine's prize list we have for Valentine's Day. So if you're too cheap to buy your loved one something, you can win everything from WRJN Radio. All right? That's coming up. 749 WRJN, a civic media station.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
See, I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go.
It's 7:51 at WRJN Radio. Mark Hertzberg is here and Lee Wishaw is here. And we're talking about the Racine Ice Center project they're working on. And a little birdie just told me that your wife used to be office manager here at WRJN.
She was, yes. She's listening now. So when you played the Joni Mitchell song earlier, I'm sure she was ecstatic.
Big Yellow Taxi, yeah. Except I played it by somebody else. Tom and Jan said to say hello. Tom Carco and his wife Jan. Oh. Janet Hoff said to say hello to you. I didn't know that you had a bit of history here.
Yes.
You should have said something. I got spies everywhere, Lee. They're not. I know I have people hiding out everywhere, filling me with information all the time.
Well, Tom used to he used to be an umpire for Racine City League softball, and he still called a strike on me one time, and it was really a ball, so I'm not real happy with him right now.
You don't hold grudges.
Yeah, right.
Too long, dude.
Talk about not letting things go. You sound like me. Now, I was telling you, when I was a kid, there was a place in Copeg, Long Island. Don't ask me how to spell it. Copeg, Long Island. It was called All Weather Rollin' Ice. Now, I showed you the picture of it. This was a giant facility. The top part was roller skating. The bottom part was ice skating. And I never went there. My brother used to go there all the time. All my friends went there. And I never went because I didn't skate. And I didn't want to learn because I didn't want to break my ankles. My mother used to protect me. That's why I couldn't play sports in high school. She said, "You're going to get hurt." So I didn't do it. She didn't buy me a mini bike and a whole bunch of things. So I don't hold grudges either. Anyway, but it was huge. And it looked like the size of something you're thinking about. Because this was, it was designed from the ground up just to be ice skating and roller skating. But they closed it down for leagues certain times of the week, and the weekend it was set up for league, like bowling, like a bowling alley. They said there were ice skating leagues on there. It was huge. Now it's a car dealership. You know, things change in life. Let's quick review for people just tuning in now. This is the Racine County Ice Center. You want to build it. You want it to be multi-purpose. You want it to be for just ice skating for fun. Like New York City Prometheus, right in front of Rockefeller Center. Everybody goes to skate there. You see it all the time on probably the Today Show or all the NBC shows where they film the big statue of Prometheus and they have an ice skating rink there. I wonder if this can't be a natural ice skating rink. It's got to be refrigerated.
No, it's refrigerated. Yeah. So I used to skate at the woman rink in Central Park.
Yeah. They have a lot of skating there too. But yours is going to be for fun ice skating. Then it's going to be for maybe hockey leagues, youth and adult hockey leagues, the senior leagues. Mm-hmm. I'm only kidding, but you're checking in, yes.
And we're hoping scholastic leagues in time as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also for maybe speed skating.
Short track speed skating.
Yeah. Broom.
Broom ball. Broom ball is typically played after a hockey game or figure skating session is done when the ice is not as slippery. It's all marked up. So people run around in basically tennis shoes and play broom ball on it.
And it's not like curling, though.
No, it's not. No. It's basically like hockey with a ball and a broom. And you're running around hitting this ball with
And if you get hit with it, you're not going to get a broken face.
No.
Like a hockey puck.
Not at all.
Okay. And so what else am I missing? You want
to learn to skate is a big part of it.
Learn to skate. People can learn to skate who have never skated before in their life. There are some people in this room who have never skated before.
There's a first time for everybody, for all of us. We weren't born with ice skates.
You know, I did put ice skates on once, and I couldn't keep my feet straight. And I was told because the ice skates I was wearing didn't fit my feet well. But they would, like, you know, go from side to side, and I just couldn't get it.
Skates need to fit perfectly, and the blade needs to be sharp.
There was a Leave It to Beaver episode where a guy sold him ice skates. It was a size, he needed a size 6. He flipped the thing around and sold him a size 9. Of course, they didn't fit.
My nickname when I started roller skate hockey as a kid in Central Park was Banana Peel because I couldn't stand up. But you work at it, and you master it.
Mm-hmm. See, you shouldn't tell people that. Those names kind of come back and haunt you later on in life. Okay, so Banana Peel's here. We have Hollywood Josh. And they need your contributions. They're raising money to build this beautiful facility in Racine County. They're looking at a number of sites. One is Franksville. What was the other site you were looking at?
Haven Park.
I remember when they built Haven Park, and it became a nice multi-use soccer field and baseball and everything now. But that would have to be, well, they're both
the,
have to
the
be...
soccer is Franksville. Haven Park is primarily football.
Football, okay. Yeah. But it's right there on Spring Street. Can't miss it, Haven Park. I remember when they built it. Actually, we broadcast from there when they first opened it up. And you're looking for maybe a late 20, 25, 26 completion date, or at least start building. How long do you think it would take to build something like that facility once you start building? It sounds pretty complicated.
I would guess it would be about 10 to 12 months to put the facility up, get it running.
Mm. And you said you're at 80?
About 82% of our goal. Our initial goal was $8 million. That's our commitment to the county. We have now upped that goal to $10 million. We're about 82% to the way to $10
million. Any tax dollars involved in this?
At this point, none.
See, a lot of people like when they start a project, they don't want tax dollars in there because then city government can't tell them how to operate, or voters can't tell them how to operate it. And a lot of people just want to do it from donations. They don't want tax dollars involved. Mm-hmm.
The county is going to operate this. They will send out the request for proposals to architects, designers, contractors. Once the money is raised, and there will be $5 million we anticipate in county bonds, but two-thirds of it is raised by us.
Mm-hmm.
Then the county takes over the execution of the project.
Okay.
And hire somebody to manage it.
Okay, and I want to get the website. It's RacineIceCenter.com. RacineIceCenter.com. It's a beautiful website. It tells you everything you need to know. Plus, there's places to donate on there. And you can get this thing rolling. And it's for your city. It's for your county, for the county of Racine.
Exactly.
They have beautiful facilities. You said in Kenosha, we've got the Olympic ice rink in Milwaukee, but nothing in Racine. Well, now we're going to change all that, aren't we?
We are.
Absolutely.
And this is going to be year-round. So on a nice, hot summer day, you want to cool off on the ice? You can do it. Isn't that great? It's 90 degrees outside. We used to go to a movie theater to cool off. Now you go to the ice rink to cool off. Mark Hertzberg is here, Banana Peel. And I told you, you shouldn't have told me that. And Lee Wishaw is here. And they are going to get this thing up and rolling. And I want you to come back when you get real close. I mean, won't that be that long from now? And we can get donations rolling in here, okay? It's 7:58 WRJN Radio. Stay right where we are. More coming up. Don't move. A Civic Media Station. Hometown Radio. Refreshed.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
Hello? Is it on?
Oh, okay.
Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. Round the clock? Does this generation even understand what round the clock means? But don't go, I'm just saying, because don't come to me when they ask for to do this over, because the kids won't get it.
Get round-the-clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. CB.